This episode of The Awesome Hour is brought to you by Concept Beard Co. Put it in your beard. Beard oils and bombs, handcrafted for the discerning gentleman. Go to conceptbeard.com and use awesome at checkout and save yourself 10%.
Hey, on today's episode, we're joined by the long and hard dudes.
Conjoined.
Josh and Thomas. I fucked it up because usually Thomas goes before Josh, but this time I screwed everything up.
Yes. We switched it on us. What?
We had hours of contract negotiations.
Yep. Out the tube. We're also going to talk about the sliding scale of smart and toilet humor. Ivan, hit the drop.
Welcome to the Awesome Hour.
I am the smartest man alive!
This is the source for all the things you didn't or even want to know, including all our bad life choices and mistakes, so you can stay awesome.
The Awesome Hour.
Hey, what's up? I'm Alec.
Jean-Pierre Ivan.
And today we're joined by...
Thomas.
And Josh.
Of Long and Hard Podcast, Edmonton's rising star of the podcast, Steam.
Oh, thank you.
Steam.
Thank you.
Scene. Steam. I don't give a shit. Whatever.
It's a
my steamy podcast.
Scene.
I'll say what I want to say. I'm anxious because there's people down here that I don't know. How's it going, guys? Welcome to the show.
Excellent.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
You made it through the beginning of what is going to be snowpocalypse, as they're saying. Mm. We're going to get snow in September, October, November, December. Hey, we're going to get snow. Gonna get snow.
That's Edmonton.
How's it going? So what's new? What's excellent. you made it, you found it, you're in the dungeon, we're talking, we're doing the things. Cave. The anxiety will disperse on my end, so let's have fun. Let's do this. We're gonna have a good time. Yeah. So Long and Hard, new podcast, April 12th is when it drops.
Damn, I didn't even know that.
You did the research,
yeah,
bro.
Wow.
I don't waste your time. I'll flub every other word, but I know a thing or two.
That's good.
So you guys, let's talk podcasting. Edmonton podcasting. Why did you want to start a podcast? We're going to do an interview thing right out of the gate. Get it done with so we can get into the potty humor.
Okay.
Long and hard. First of all, weird name. Kind of makes me think of a penis. Was that meant?
That was
to do that?
Fully the goal.
Fully the goal.
Yes.
Did you have like a list of names?
So we...
It's like the most phallic names.
It was going to be the penis podcast.
Yeah.
Thomas tells the story pretty good.
It was going to be the penis podcast. We're like, that's too obvious. So we'll turn it down a notch. But so we had the idea of doing a podcast as we listened to our older episodes.
Yeah.
And originally we were more entrepreneurship focused.
More motivation, entrepreneur.
Yeah. Sure.
Life hacks.
Tony Robbins light.
Yeah.
You can only talk like Tony Robbins for
LTE.
So long.
Also, how did that other dude, Matt, not know who Tony Robbins was?
That I was impressed by.
Quite impressive, yeah.
Matt, how did he not know that?
Knowing Matt is very up on his pop culture references, and that one.
Yeah. And I like how he played it off, too.
Yeah.
Go back, listen to episode 28. To listen to the Matt one, and he was committed to the lie. He was like, yeah, Tony Robbins.
He's like, who the fuck is that?
Anyways, back to the Long and Hard.
So Long and Hard, so came up with the idea, proposed it to Josh. I'm like, you know, I want it to be a metaphor for life in a way.
Yeah, you want to get deep with it?
Yeah, but
did some
also
ayahuasca.
Be kind of funny in terms of, be kind of funny. Let people know we don't take ourselves too seriously.
Fair enough.
Be a bit of a phallic reference. I don't know, like Long and Hard or something.
Yeah.
And then we're like, okay, sure, sounds good. And then we just had pages and pages of notes and brainstorming trying to think of something cooler. And
it's fun and terrifying to come up with that because you're like, that's going to be me now because
you're
not going to do a rebrand.
Exactly.
No,
and then people are going to ask, what's the name of your podcast? And then you have to say
it out loud.
I still kind of giggle when I do now, but... yeah, I don't know, and it has a good ring to it, and eventually we just couldn't come up with one, so I said to Josh, well, why don't we just stick with Long and Hard?
It works, and it like you guys have a longer format, so that's good. Strong muscular dudes.
Go on.
I'm trying to make the Hard the podcast name work.
Well,
keep
flattering me.
It can mean
you work out, bro.
It can mean both things, right? Like it could be a hard situation to talk about.
Yeah,
could be.
True.
Hard topics. It might take a long time to get through this hard topic.
Yeah,
or they could just be talking about their dicks.
Or that.
Back to the dicks. I hope you guys are ready for a lot of toilet humor. But anyways, you're two individuals. I know me and Ivan, we're platonic. We're basically married to each other.
Yeah, pretty much.
Spend a lot of time together. What's your BFF background? Because I hear it's pretty deep.
I guess we would have started being friends in like grade 7, but we actually played hockey together in like grade 4.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
So
okay.
We've known each other for the better part of, I'm going to do math and it's going to be terrible right now, but like 14 years.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you guys run deep. Something Stillwater's like run yeah. deep, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So you're BFFs. You guys were realtors together at one point, but
we were.
The stream split. Now you're both running different paths, but selling homes.
Yeah.
Correct.
You guys were irrigators together. You ripped sod up together. So you guys have a history.
Yeah. Started a few businesses, all that.
Started some businesses.
Was this just a natural progression? Or like, why did you sit down and be like, hey, everyone else has a podcast, why don't we? Or was it like, we're interesting enough to have a podcast? I'm neurotic, so I just, I ramble. That's why we podcast. And he's Ivan.
It was, I would say more so a natural progression for sure. Mm-hmm. Right. And also because we had that relationship from starting businesses, working together, starting companies, whatever.
Very intimate.
Yeah. He's someone I know.
He gave me a ring at one point.
Ridiculous ideas, right?
So sat down, put a microphone. Yeah. Will you podcast with me, Josh?
Yeah, yeah.
It was at the gym, too. It was very romantic.
That's
so
deep. Were you guys CrossFitting?
Yeah.
Because I got a rant about CrossFit.
No, we weren't CrossFitting.
No,
they're everywhere.
Fuck CrossFit.
They get everywhere, man. A couple episodes ago, I was trying to walk, and they were flipping tires in my walkway, and I felt like an inconvenience. Back to you guys. So you're both realtors.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we'll start with you, Thomas.
Yes.
So real estate.
Yes, real estate.
How's that? Houses. Why? How was that a choice out of high school? You were like, I want to sell homes. Yeah, or was that just... Because you started a couple businesses.
It was actually out of university.
Yeah.
Because I took accounting,
right? Okay.
Which is a very set, structured career path. No offense to anyone doing that, but then I kind of clued in, wow, I really don't want to do this with my life. So
you're basically shitting on accountants, but go on.
Yeah, yeah, sorry. fuck you, accountants. Soundbite. But for me, I just wanted something more independent, startup-y, entrepreneurship, whatever, all of the above.
Yeah.
I don't remember a day where that clicked for me,
yeah,
but I just slowly started to get those crazy, crazy thoughts and realized it wasn't for me. So, and then at the time, because I started my real estate license while we were still in university, which
yeah,
we came in together as well, because obviously,
that's
why would we do anything else?
Yeah.
So, not together, but, and then yeah, I started it during school, and then one of our bright business ideas while we were in school was to buy a rental property.
Yeah.
In just the ghettoest part of Edmonton.
That's mine and Ivan's, actually.
Yeah, we're going to be slumlords.
I'm going to be good cop, bad cop.
Oh, so go to Chinatown.
I'll be like, hey, you should pay your rent. Yeah, and then when they don't, I'll be like, now you got to deal with the French, man.
Ooh, that hits really close to home, my friend.
Good cop, bad cop.
Exactly.
No, I'm picking it up. I'm feeling it. I get the dynamic.
Yeah, yeah. So anyways, we were doing that, and it kind of was this weird lineup of everything where, okay, I want something with a little more freedom. Real estate was interesting to me, and that all the realtors we came across at the time,
I wasn't
impressed. I felt I could bring a lot to the business, so that's kind of...
And by a lot, you mean youth, because there's a lot of old dudes selling homes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you want to speak to a demographic.
Our generation.
Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Certainly. Yeah.
I dig it.
Yeah.
So you do that. That's your full-time hustle?
Yes.
Got anything on the side?
the Rising Podcast, Long and Hard Podcast.
Beautiful.
So,
Josh, you also... dabble in real estate.
I do.
But you also dabble in clothing.
I do.
You have a clothing brand.
I do.
Called Sapien.
That is my clothing brand.
I like it.
That's
so
a good name.
Why start a clothing brand called Sapien?
This is a long story. But
give me the short, because we're the short and sturdy podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What? I don't fucking know. It was a bad
short and satisfying.
Okay, name your sex tape. Go on.
So actually, 6 years ago, broke my back snowboarding and was actually paralyzed from the waist down. Had to relearn how to walk.
Yeah.
And Stars or Ambulance played a huge role in that.
That's awesome.
Airlifting me off the mountain and everything. So I figured I'd give a little bit back. And every article of clothing we sell, percentage goes right to them.
Dude, that's dope.
Yeah, man. So it's...
That's really cool.
It's part of the story. And I figured that, you know what, we got to give back. So
that's awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And
that's totally rad.
The logo looks kind of like the Assassin's Creed logo.
It 100% cool. Does.
A little bit.
Yep.
I'm not going to show you V1.0 of that logo, but...
Yo, what if I took the Assassin's Creed logo and took the Assassin's Creed out of it?
And kept the A.
No, it's dope, dude. So yeah, how does one decide? Because I made like screen printed t-shirts back in like the day.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to start a clothing company.
Sure.
And it never happened.
Right.
How does somebody break into the clothing scene?
Do a lot of discussions with people in China.
Yep.
And try to crack that language barrier.
I was going to ask, do you know Chinese?
Fuck no. But, no? You know, they know English or 30% of it. And
fair enough.
You can make the contact work and
And then, so how long have you been running Sapien?
So I would have started this March of this year. So
oh, so like, this is still super fresh.
Like right before we started this podcast.
Oh, that's dope. Yeah, Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, man. So
you guys are just like 2019 has been the year that you guys are like, fuck it. We're going to do some shit.
Absolutely.
We're going to break out onto the scene.
Or also started doing shit that kind of worked and clicked a little.
Fair enough.
Versus our previous ideas, right?
There's been a lot of like stuff between 2014 and 2019 that
that's everybody about, though. So. That's okay. We don't need to know about it. So that's really cool. So now that we know a little bit about you, we know a little bit about the podcast and that you guys are homies. You're 29 episodes deep. You do it weekly.
Yep.
Every Wednesday you release.
Correct.
And what do you do? How do you go about, like you had said, you started more of like an entrepreneur, motivational type stuff. But now you've had a lot of really good guests on. You're doing more of an interview show, a long-running interview show.
Right.
It's evolving. 29 episodes into the future, where do you see Long and Hard?
I think keep doing what we're doing because I think we kind of have a little bit of a formula now.
Yeah.
Like you were talking about formulas before.
It's getting comfortable. The shoes are fitting now.
Yeah. So I think things really started to click when I came back from Montreal. We started doing it in person. And
you just wanted to humble brag that you went to Montreal, and that's cool. I feel it. Furthest east I've been is Winnipeg. Have you been to Winnipeg? It's amazing.
I have.
So you come back from Montreal and you're like, je ne sais quoi podcasts.
Pretty much. Yeah. We were actually doing them on like Google Hangouts.
Yeah.
So I was there, he was here. We were doing Google Hangouts podcasts.
Oh shit, like the early ones. That's how it was done. Hey?
Yeah. So the first 14 or 13 or
11 or 12, I want to say.
Yeah.
I think.
And what were you doing in Montreal? Just hanging out?
I was just hanging out, seeing if I like French girls, and
Fair
I do.
Enough.
So there you go.
I married one, so I feel you there. That's awesome. So that's cool. Yeah. We know you guys. I feel comfortable. The anxiety's down. The coffee's in.
Glad. Nice. Appreciate it.
Want to get into a show?
Let's do it.
First of all, because we're doing a crossover collab, we'll put an X in between the two or something. Yeah. I don't know what the kids do. Do you have any questions for us? Put you on the spot.
Ooh.
Aside from all the 800 that I asked you
prior?
Before the
that's
show.
That's fine.
Yeah. All the technical questions. Yeah.
That's
and all
cool.
The,
like, those
do
aren't
you have anything planned for episode 200? Because that's just around the corner.
We were going to get really drunk. We were going to do the Centurion, but we'll see. Because I'll have to get a ride here. We were thinking about doing a live show. I don't really
drink much anymore.
Yeah.
Like,
because we're lame. I don't know. We might. Like we might not. We kind of go by the seat of our pants.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. I dig it. Let's do this. Okay, so we're going to start with random thoughts. You guys have listened to the show. You understand the format.
Yes.
I'm going to say some stupid shit. You can agree with me. You can add to it. You can jump in with your own random thoughts.
Sounds good.
Okay. I can't read my own writing. Okay, this came to me today while I was taking a poop. Have you ever sat on the toilet so long that you couldn't remember if you've wiped or not after standing up? You have that moment of panic where you're like, did I wipe my ass? Or did I just watch 3 hours of YouTube clips and now I can't walk?
You're questioning your ass wiping.
Yeah, you've never stood up from the toilet and been like, did I wipe my butt?
Well, I wouldn't even sit up. I would just wipe.
No, I'm saying, you just wipe again?
Yeah.
You've never had the panic
because you just wiped just to make sure.
You ever
do the one courtesy wipe, you know, just like the one to make sure.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I have sat on the toilet long enough, though, that one of my legs has fallen asleep.
Definitely, right?
So why wouldn't you? It's like, oh, I wiped. Well, fuck, I'll wipe again.
Like, Thomas, you want to weigh in on this? You might be out of your comfort zone because these questions are ridiculous.
I'm on their team here.
You're on team?
I don't see how you...
It's never happened to me personally. Did not happen today when I got this question down.
Yes.
Not at all. And also, side note, because we all are filthy and we bring our phones into the toilets, because I don't. I leave it outside. But how often do you clean your phones? Because phones are fucking disgusting. Sober October is one thing, but sanitize your phone every day. Do it. How often do you sanitize your phone?
That's a good challenge. Pretty seldom, but that's a very good point. I might have to start doing that more.
Think about it. You put your phone everywhere, and your hands are disgusting. And touch it, you put it in your face, you get acne if you don't wash enough. Phones, they're yucky. So wipe your butt. Courtesy butt wipe. Lysol wipe your phone more often. These are things you guys can take with you.
Yes.
Spread the word on your podcast.
Absolutely.
Hey, we talked about Sober October. You guys are doing a Sober October.
We are.
Correct.
What makes you interesting enough to think that you should do a Sober October when there's one already done by Joe Rogan? Give it to me.
It's more of a copycat, follow along, participation sort of thing.
I dig it.
Right?
I dig it.
It's, I don't know. I think people, a group of my friends, we all wanted to do it. Even before we started our show.
Do you find yourself drinking to the point where you're like, I just need a month to clean up? Or doing drugs?
See, me? No. Like, no, definitely not.
You wouldn't have a coffee tonight. Also, when he told me he wouldn't drink a coffee, it was the cutest thing in the world. I was like, I related to it because he spoke on your behalf, and yeah, I just like, yeah, that was me and I were on there. I get it.
Oh, you threw me under the coffee bus. I love it.
Well, no, I knew. I even said, I'm like, yeah, I'll take a, you know,
medium regular.
And I know Josh won't drink coffee that late. I feel like his girlfriend telling you this, but I know it's true.
No.
Dude, that came through and I was like, yo, I feel that, dog. I feel that. But if you're doing Sober October, caffeine, technically.
We're not being that big of sticklers on it. It's more state altering.
So, October 7th, how's it going? What's at stake? I saw Fortin put his drug paraphernalia in a box.
What?
Yeah.
But he's going to get contact high doing fucking
sober
shows.
Sober Fortin.
You're going to get contact high.
So, Fortin has already had a six-pack.
Yeah,
so
he already relapsed.
So, is there money involved then if you slip up?
There is. Oh, okay. There's not really a
jokes
winner.
On you,
it's more so
a comedian's going to be able to pay that.
Oh, yeah. It's... if you skip a day or lose a day, that was funny.
I try.
If you skip a day or lose a day, you have to pay $10, and then we're going to do a charity thing at the end. So
that's dope. Do you have a charity in mind, or are you just
thinking
Big Brothers,
Big
Sisters?
Brothers, Big Sisters.
Sweet.
That's what it's called.
Yeah. I dig it.
Someone threw it out there, and I thought, okay, good idea. I need to hash out the details still, but
that's awesome.
That's what we're doing. So.
Well, namaste on Sober October. Does November come after?
No, I'm thinking nonstop November of nonstop drinking all November.
That's a thing. So. Just bender.
That's called alcoholism?
Yeah. Here on the Awesome Hour, we don't condone that. But the long and hard, I tell you what.
We go long and hard.
No, legit.
Hey-o. Hey, so Ivan came up with this next random thought.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Ivan's Sliding Scale of Knowledge. Give it to us.
Okay, so on our day-to-day, we're like, we say stupid shit, mm-hmm. right? So if we say enough stupid shit, is that like taken away from IQ?
Okay, and then I broke it down because I'm binge watching The Good Place right now, and it's about heaven and hell. You guys watch that?
No
me neither. But it's really good.
It's actually not bad.
She goes to heaven. Turns out, not heaven. It's the bad place.
You're ruining it for everybody.
Yo,
how about you just spoiler alert?
Well,
spoiler.
I guess I don't have to watch it now.
Yeah, save me.
Redacted.
Thank you.
That's a shout out. Anyways, that's a callback. That'd be a callback to your show.
Yeah.
Anyways, so we start off blank slate. You're a baby, no knowledge, right? You learn, you're sliding scale, you're sliding towards knowledge. But as you learn, you also can hit your head, do stupid shit, say stupid stuff, listen to the Awesome Hour, and get dumber. So I figure we have a sliding scale of knowledge that you can either learn more and continue learning, because you meet a lot of like...
Or just get dumb.
We work in the trades, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Nothing on the trades. But there's people that are in the trades for a reason.
Right.
So, like, you can stop learning at a point where you're like, I've done enough. I'm good.
Mm.
But or you can keep learning. So that's where the sliding scale comes. Do you guys agree or disagree with the sliding scale of knowledge?
I would agree.
Yeah.
I'd agree.
Like a loading bar or a progress meter.
Exactly,
or
right?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Where you can go a certain distance and then you're like, you listen to an hour of this and you're like, I got to go read a book.
Yeah.
You know?
Deduct 3% or whatever.
Exactly, right? Yeah, like you have a running total of smart.
Right.
And you can go backwards.
You're losing it because you fucking did a bunch of dumb, stupid shit.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
or
100%.
A lot of drugs.
Drugs, right? Definitely. Or like that. Everything has a total. Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, I like Ivan's sliding scale of knowledge. It makes kind of sense.
I think you're 4-for-4 on that one. I think we all agree on that one.
Yeah, there you go, buddy.
Nice.
Hey, if you agree, let us know in the comments below.
It's like, fuck you.
If humans could fly, hey, you guys are athletic, right? You played hockey, did athletic things at one point in your life?
Kind of.
Were you a goalie?
I
looked
was.
You up. You were
a goalie.
Yeah. Okay, friend, I got a goalie thing on here.
All right.
It works into it, kind of. If humans could fly, it would probably take more effort than running. So, in turn, most people probably wouldn't bother flying.
We can't fly, though. We don't have the muscle structure to do it.
Okay. This is theoretically.
Theoretically?
Sliding scale of stupid.
No, you just made me dumb. Now I can't say.
Okay, do you understand the premise?
Yes.
If we had the bone structure,
it would be a lot of physical exertion.
If we had hollow bones and feathers.
Thank you. It'd be a lot of work to fly. So, like, would everyone fly or just, like, athletic people fly or, like, Huh?
Well, if it was an everyday thing, there'd be fat fucks that can't fly.
Yeah.
No, 100%. Well, if it takes more effort than running.
There's fat fucks right now that can't run.
Well, thank you, Ivan, for the obvious.
Flying, running, you just said if you can... Big people can't run, they can't fly.
Can you not embarrass me in front of our new friends? Please, we'll save this for off the air. Thank you, Ivan.
So, just to further clarify here, in this version of people who can fly, are we still... is human life still relatively normal and ground-based,
yes,
or are we a air-faring
No, you
species?
Have the ability to fly.
Okay. Sure.
But we've...
So we have wings or...
Yeah,
or,
we have like the ability. Something. So there are people that like, oh man, I gotta go to Sky Cloud City. I better fucking, you know, take a puff of my inhaler because it's going to be a lot of work.
Yeah, it's a 20-minute fly up there.
Exactly. We're not flying all over the world like Superman because it takes effort.
Yeah,
you know, you're not running somewhere.
Yeah.
You're still taking planes and stuff. But I guess
it'd
be a
it would
cloud
be
city. It'd have to be.
Assuming.
But how are we keeping shit in the air?
Yeah.
Magic.
Dude, my, like,
birds don't
call.
Dude, bars would be different.
Yeah.
Don't get drunk and fly. You get hit by a plane. That's shit you don't want to happen.
Some legit pigeon heads at the bar.
But, like, realistically, we'd be like birds, right?
So are you flying to 30,000 feet? Holy fuck.
Hey, I am
lungs
fit,
of steel.
Bro. Yeah. I am fit. I got
that
the
guy,
flying.
That guy's in really good shape.
I got to get my Strava goal in of flying so many things. I'm a sucker for Strava.
You're not a fat flyer, is what you're saying.
I don't know. I probably have days where I'm like, I think I'll just stay in.
I had too much birdseed today.
Yeah, too much birdseed. I'm really feeling bloated. I got gluten intolerance to the birdseed. Anyways, does that make sense? Did it make sense?
Yes,
did it make sense at one point and then I ruined it by talking?
No,
it made me think.
I actually enjoyed that one. I'm visualizing that now.
Yeah. Thanks, man. Thanks. Yeah. Now on to some toilet humor. I write notes, can't read them when I want to. How much money would you have saved if you calculated pooping at work? Let me say this again so it makes sense.
The poop calculator.
How much money have you saved on toilet paper by pooping at work?
Ooh, that's a good question.
So you're not pooping at home. You're pooping on someone else's dime because toilet paper is expensive.
And also your wage, too. You have to factor that one in.
You factor that in?
Oh, yeah, you're getting paid to shit.
Yeah, you're getting paid to shit, man.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah.
So you might be actually making money at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys poop? Yeah. As a realtor, do you poop in houses?
No.
Is that a faux pas?
That's generally
a huge faux pas.
That's a big time faux pas.
Is that like an unwritten rule? Or they're like, hey, you're a realtor now, don't poop in the house?
It's a fairly written rule, actually.
Really?
Yes,
I mean, you could take a leak, but I would definitely not
poop.
Poop in a
shit
house.
In the toilet in a house that I was showing,
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Even if you have cookies baking?
What if you streak the toilet?
Yeah.
You're a realtor. You got cleaning supplies, right, guys?
What kind of realtors have you dealt with?
Yeah.
Only one. And he was old as shit. My wife did all the work. I wasn't even in town when we put an offer in. I was at a skateboard trip.
Fuck.
My wife's like, I like this house. I'm like, well, let's buy it, I guess. But anyways, so how much money do you think you've saved pooping with other people's money?
Toilet
this
paper?
Makes sense when I wrote it. Does it make sense? You want somebody want to be smarter than me?
I'm getting the issue is we work from home.
So you guys,
so
fucked.
This doesn't apply. That's
still
why
so people who do not work at home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you work
everyone
in an office building,
it's got to be at least $20 a year, though.
And it depends on what kind of toilet paper that you use and they use, too, right?
Yeah.
You know that your boss is fucking chintzy, though, when he gets the one ply, right?
Oh,
can we say chintzy? Yeah. Is that something we can still say?
Chintzy? I think
chintzy?
That's like...
Is that politically
is it racist?
Incorrect?
I don't know anymore,
I don't know.
I second guess a lot of shit I say. Not to, like, throw you under the bus, but redacted.
Soundbite.
He's here. Right here, officer.
This guy closed the Walterdale Bridge today.
Come and get me.
Do you guys work downtown or you work from home?
I did have to cross the Walterdale Bridge today, but it was cleared up by the time I had to go.
Oh,
that
fair
way,
enough.
So, yes. Yeah,
it was like six people, hey?
Yeah.
I was actually pretty impressed that
six people did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they like put like their arms and like stuff.
No.
It's elevated. In the dictionary, so I don't know, but it does say chintzy.
I don't think it is.
No. I don't think so.
I think we're fine. We're safe. Okay. We're good. And this is the Awesome Hour. Two people listen, and they're both sitting here. So, so toilet paper.
Listeners this week.
Men really don't receive flowers from people. It's always women getting flowers. When's the last time you guys got flowers?
Never.
You have to be really like
fucked
injured
up.
Or something.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, right.
In the hospital type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did
even
you get
then,
flowers with your back?
I got fucking edible arrangements, and that's way
nice.
Better.
That's so much. It's a little more money.
I did get an edible arrangements one time.
Yeah.
Actually,
did you?
So,
that's I send edible arrangements because I give a shit. Like,
you know
I
want
to send you flowers that you have to keep alive.
People
to...
felt for you if they give you edible arrangements.
Right?
100%.
I think edible arrangements has not paid a dime for this endorsement, but if you get an edible arrangement, that person gives a shit about you.
That's very true.
True, true.
100%.
Yeah, yeah, so absolutely. Fuck flowers.
Fuck
edible
flowers. Send the edible arrangements.
The pineapple ones.
Oh, dude. Yeah. The flowers? Like, because they look like the pineapple flowers, right? With the chocolate strawberries.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, I want fruit now.
Yeah.
I want some fresh fruit. No? Nobody?
Like,
have you ever got flowers, Ivan?
Nope.
Do you want me to buy you flowers, bro?
No, I don't need flowers.
Like,
unless
what
you buy me a plant.
You flowers?
Put them on the
if
table
a,
right here.
If
yeah,
you
right?
buy me a plant that
yeah,
I can
nice
keep
little,
alive
we'll buy
and growing.
You guys a vase to put on top of this light.
That, like, lights up. Oh, we'll get one of those Hue lights, and we can, like, change it to the mood. Like, if you get angry, we can, like, change the light so it's red, and people are like, oh, shit, it's interactive now. We can have, like, a thing where people vote on the color of the light in here.
I mean, we could technically do it.
They'll take those ideas. They're cold. I mean, go ahead, actually.
Josh, can you add LED lights to our shopping list?
Yeah, most definitely.
But yeah, so you've received flowers once, edible arrangements, never edible got flowers.
Not that I no can remember. You think I would remember.
Flowers. The market for, we should come up with, here's a company
Give me
idea.
A bonsai tree.
Yeah, something that'll
Give
grow.
Me a fucking
and I can keep alive.
Yeah, man.
Because I like growing, good. Like, I got my tree, I got my plants.
For a dude with anger problems, he's very good when it comes to plants.
You know what? I got a Venus flytrap once.
Those are dope. Those
are that was actually pretty cool.
Too. I bought my kid one of those. You got to feed him. You got to catch flies. You're like, oh, fuck.
It died, and it's very hard to kill those. So that's how good I am at
An achievement.
Yeah, that's how good I am at taking care of plants. So.
Okay, here's one, because environmentalism is a thing.
Is it?
That's what I hear. It was a big thing on the debate tonight.
Yeah. I was going to say so. Oh,
as
don't
per
even,
the,
I'm not even gonna
as per the hey, Walterdale bridge closure.
Guys want to talk politics?
Oh no.
I'm kidding. Let's not do that. Let's not do that. Okay, so instead of having like moving on from plastic straws to like paper or metal straws, why don't we just drink from like the cup? Like I don't need a straw
sometimes
to do this.
Because sometimes when you get a glass of pop and it's full of ice, you can't drink your fucking pop.
Or you could just have cold pop and not need the ice.
I think
not all pop is
was
cold.
The original intent of straws not for drinks on the go because you need a lid.
Yeah,
you're sloshing it around.
How are you going to snort all your cocaine?
That's a better question.
Touche.
They made those. They made those little ones for those guys.
I'm going to talk about cocaine and later in the show. So true. Thanks for the segue. So straws are for the go, I guess.
Yeah.
You guys, I hate. Paper
Have you
straws.
Had those paper straws? They're
AW.
Terrible.
They're fucking horrible.
They're fucking brutal,
they're
man.
Terrible.
They get
don't
soggy.
They poison you or something
one third
too?
Of the way through.
Could sure be.
There's something that does something to you too.
It's a texture thing for me. The paper straws have a weird texture to them.
Yeah.
And like, who's gonna wash a metal straw? Because you need like a real tiny like pipe cleaner, and like, no one's gonna do that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I say fuck
time
it.
To
I love
enjoy my cold pop. Here's my from home straw.
He's got like a little binder that he opens up, and it's got like the cup that pulls out with the metal straw.
Pulls it out of his fucking trench coat and
that
doubles as a.
Do you have a trench coat, Thomas?
No, I don't. Doubles
Have
as
you thought
a
about
mini
getting
baton.
A trench I'm going to beat you with my straw. You're like Daredevil, but you can see with a straw.
And you can drink.
Parking lot owners have monetized time and space. Think about that one.
I suppose.
Boom.
Yes. Okay.
But I don't pay those fuckers.
You're going to go to jail.
Fucking bring it.
Hey, what are you in for? Unpaid parking tickets. Oh, this guy's crazy.
Put this guy in solitary confinement.
Fucking nuts. Also, like, it's cheaper to park on White Ave than it is to park by Rogers now. You guys go to Rogers? You guys fuck with Rogers? You go to see the hockey games, the sporting events?
I always Garth take Brooks. Transit when I go there.
Really?
I'm really weird. Never been.
Really?
Never been yet.
Well,
really?
Yeah,
lately.
Dude.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
You don't fuck with downtown at all?
Or no, I go downtown all the time, but Rogers, not yet.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Me neither.
Pro tip for Rogers and everyone, don't steal my shit, but park at McEwen Parkade.
Yep.
And then you can walk through the indoors because the second floor pad is open all the time.
Well,
and then you're like barely outside. And it's cheaper than parking at the arena. Or
good luck parking at McEwen anymore.
Yeah.
I think you'll be fine.
Yeah. Won't be fine. But now, and then I also moved recently, so I live pretty close to that arcade.
Oh, just humble brag, you moved. Yeah. So did you broker your own move then?
No. I'm.
Did you hook him up with the commission?
No. It was it's renting, not buying.
Oh, you're renting?
Yeah.
Oh. Is that something I can learn about in the Millennial Homeowner podcast?
I haven't discussed renting yet, actually. No. So.
What did you talk? Homeownership and condo?
But owning a condo versus renting. So actually buying one. Yeah.
So episode two.
Yeah, well, episode one, because I had an intro episode, and then that was the first episode. And I have...
What are you doing there? You're so busy. You can't sit down and educate the masses.
There you go.
It's making money. Living
Touché.
Life.
Fair enough.
Yeah. No, I need... Trust me, this is actually an ongoing thing right now. I'm putting some work into that, because I have... I actually write those episodes. I don't just freestyle.
Really?
Right?
Like with a typewriter? In a trench coat?
Yeah.
It's raining.
Josh comes over. I told you not to fucking bug me while I'm typewriting.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work to typewrite, though. Have you watched, like...
And it's fucking... You have to, like, smash them fucking keys. Those old ladies must have, like, really strong hand grip.
Oh, yeah.
Kung fu hand grip. Imagine that shit. Yeah, you know what I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not a jerk. Hey, as a goalie, a goalie's only goal is to have no goals.
That's true.
You're welcome. Feel free to drop that in.
Have lots of goals in real life, though, but just none in the hockey rink. That's all you got to do.
Josh got scored on quite a bit.
I doubt that. Bullshit.
I was on the bench a lot more than I was in the net. So.
You still played, buddy. You were riding the pine. That's what they say, right?
That is okay. Riding the pine. Yeah.
That's what they say. Yeah.
I enjoy hockey. I like pickup hockey and like ODR hockey. I never played hockey.
Oh, okay.
My brother played hockey. You guys know that. Yeah. Were you in the academy then when you were at high
was,
school?
Not
you were.
Me.
In,
yeah.
So did you play with Reed? Shout out to Reed.
I don't think I did, but yeah, I was CAC boy. So same system.
Oh yeah.
Same
okay.
System. Yeah.
As a West, that you were CAC. That's Canadians, right?
That is the Canadians.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's right by my house.
There you go.
Very nice little arena they have there for themselves.
Great.
Ha, thanks, here we go. Whenever you snap your fingers, odds are someone at the same moment has died. Hashtag unintentional Thanos. I came up with that hashtag myself.
That's like parallel universe shit.
Shut the fuck up.
I like it.
Let me
have
this moment.
Universe.
Let me have this moment.
I like
my parallel universe. My things are rubbing off on you slowly.
Don't take my only good random thought, dude. Don't take this away from me.
So wait, because I actually listened to your last episode today. What, you were anti- parallel universe?
No,
he's for it.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Jay's anti.
Oh, okay.
And I'm confused. So it's all things.
Gotcha.
But no, realistically, somebody died. I just killed somebody.
Whoops.
You're happens. At that
somebody
point.
Was born though too.
Yep. You're playing odds
a
at that
small
point.
Price
you
to
just
pay
got a woman
salvation.
Pregnant. You just got a woman pregnant.
You're welcome.
There you go.
Unintentional Thanos. What have you guys? Are you guys fuck with movies and geek stuff? Because that's like
me,
the end of the podcast.
Yes, him. Yeah.
Have you seen Marvel? You know Marvel
I know,
with superheroes?
Like, yeah, like I know the superhero.
You understand Thanos?
Yeah.
So do you think Thanos did good by killing half the universe or bad by killing half the universe?
I think it's, like a matter of perspective.
That was a good answer, sir.
That
was a good answer.
You know those movies where the villain starts talking and then you're like, he has a point.
Yeah, I watched the leaders debate tonight and you're like, oh, fuck. It's scary. Who the fuck are we going to vote for? I'm terrified. I have a child and a future and I don't even know what to do.
Yeah.
Do you abstain? Can you abstain?
No.
Can I go into the voting hall and say nobody?
Yeah, you can.
Can I vote for nobody?
You can
vote for yourself if
you
want
to. Don't you have the right to vote for yourself, technically?
I don't know.
You can.
I feel like I need to be nominated.
But there's no point on doing that because then you're just going to waste a vote.
Just burn vote.
But I still went out and voted.
If you believe in democracy, there's no such thing as a wasted vote.
Yeah. By me going out and voting gives me precedence.
Oh, you
got to
vote for somebody because you just got to. Don't. Because I just. Those guys just fucking pissed me off.
I
watched the whole thing.
I voted for somebody. We vote soon, I think.
Yeah, we do. We can pre-vote right away.
And then next year there's an American election, so that should be interesting. I don't know what I was saying. Anyway,
interjection?
I don't know, dude. I was half reading, half talking.
Fair.
If shitting yourself when you die is a standard, because like that's the myth, right? Like you shit when you die.
Well, it's not a myth. Your body lets go.
So that's a legit thing.
It happens. It is a real thing.
It happens. Yeah.
Pretty
sure.
So
there's not
all the time. You have to have food in your system.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah. You got to have something in you.
So we'll say like 85% of people poop themselves when they die.
Suppose.
Or release their bowels.
It's a weird.
So the zombie apocalypse, hypothetically, wouldn't smell even worse than it would. Like you don't touch on that on The Walking Dead. Mm. They don't talk about poop zombies.
They don't address smell enough as it is, and that's also
100%.
A good point.
Like, yeah. I mean, at one point, you're going to get nose blind, right? But every now and then, 100%. Something's going to slap you in the face. You're like...
Oh,
fuck, yeah. I can't kill that because it stinks.
It's the same with medieval times. Things must have just smelled terrible.
Oh, horrible.
Yeah, nobody talks about how stinky it was. Like, brothels? Like, do you know how gross that would be? Everybody stinks.
Go have a bath.
Now
like,
that you put that thought.
No, but like go try to wash
gross
like,
water.
Yeah, go watch a Western. Like, how bad did Clint Eastwood smell?
Yeah,
like, whoa, everybody stunk. But your nose blind because everyone stinks.
Exactly.
Right? So I guess you're just used to the stink.
You would just adjust, I suppose, right?
So would like axe then smell worse than like body odor?
Most likely.
At what point does like a good smell bad because you're so
used
to
like,
a bad smell?
That's like when the smelly people just like douse themselves in perfume that just smells bad anyway, and that just adds to the smell of grossness.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Actually, I wonder...
Get into
this. Actually, that's the thing. Smell is receptors and stuff. So eventually, in theory, in those times, you would have just killed all your smell receptors
just
versus...
burnt them.
Yeah, 100%.
So food wouldn't have any flavor. I'm someone who deals with, like, sinus problems.
Oh, yeah?
So, like, food doesn't taste good all the time.
Oh, okay.
But then I'll blow my nose and I'll taste what I ate.
Yeah.
Which is super fucking weird.
Yeah.
Strange.
But it's a thing because, like, if you can't smell, you can't taste everything because smell
it's
plays
a bit,
into
it's
it.
It's like... 70% of taste is smell or something like
right?
that.
Right? So, like,
yeah.
The potatoes that they all had to eat back in the day, like, they would just, everything tasted
yeah, but
like
then
potatoes.
All they ate was fucking dirt potatoes that were boiled with nothing
and
on
drank
it.
Drank mead all the time, so they were half cut.
You guys fuck with mead? You ever go to
I've
the farmer's market
it.
And get some mead?
Because
you can
it.
Buy alcohol at the farmer's market? It's like honey wine. It's delicious.
Interesting. I've never had that either. I'm intrigued.
You've never had... Why are you doing Sober October? I feel like you were just like, I'm going to do Sober October because I'm just going to win it. Okay, promise me November 1st, you go get yourself some mead and you just try it. Just do it.
I will try mead at some point in November. I'll give it a try.
I feel like you're just humoring me now. You're just like, yes, I'm totally going to try mead. Fuck this guy. Mead? What am I, Thor? Yeah. Fucking nerd. Anyways. Humans are the naked mole rats of the ape family.
What?
Damn.
I'm not blind enough buck teeth.
But you got no fur.
No fur, yeah.
Like a naked mole rat.
So why did we evolve to not have fur?
Because we didn't need it, maybe?
And only have it like here.
Well, we have it where it protects from the heat. Like a groin.
Were people wearing clothes?
Well, they were wearing those. I guess you would wear skin, right? Fur and stuff.
Don't think you guys fuck with Rogan? Don't they talk about that there was three warring factors of humans? There was like the Homo sapiens, then like the cavemen, and then another one. And they were all to different degrees, like bone structure.
Yeah, that's evolution.
Then they all made it to make us. Or we were the winning faction.
Neanderthals.
Yeah,
were
something
part
like
of
that.
Because don't they theorize that Neanderthals actually ruled much of Europe? Dominated the territory, like there wasn't rule. And
well, they say
Homo sapiens
what's it
were
called?
Kind of on the edge.
I want to say
we were kind of more
Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan wasn't he Neanderthal,
Mongolian
offspring
or
thing? Yeah,
or no, it's like 1% of the world's population has his DNA because he had so many kids.
Because
he was a conqueror. Everything.
Yeah.
See, sliding scale of knowledge. Mm-hmm. I make you stupid with toilet paper comments, but then we talk about Genghis Khan.
It just brings it back to zero.
Do you guys got any random thoughts, any stupid shit you want to spit out that you don't want to sully your podcast with? Because you can do it with ours. Come on, bring it.
You know, I actually looked at my note in my phone of random podcast stories I think of, and I had one that was slightly on point with this, but slightly not. But I was thinking to myself the other day, and I don't remember what it was, but I was hungover somewhere I shouldn't have been, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then I was wondering how many times as kids were our teachers hungover around us, especially in elementary school.
All the fucking
time. Or high on coke.
I mean,
that's a
no,
way
like
to take
legit,
it there, dude.
No, legit, like
fucking school did you go to?
No, but think about it.
School of hard knocks, bro.
North End, right?
Oh no, I went to Vic.
Oh, okay.
There's
Vic
the coke
and
West thing.
But no, but think about it, like fucking.
I guess.
When I was going to school, like they would have been partying back then. Like, hard. Coke would have been huge then.
No, 100%. Especially in, like, junior high and, like...
And they were, you know...
They were our age.
Yeah.
Like,
they
younger
were
than us. Like,
so they'd be like, fucking... Yeah,
how old are you when you get out of education? 24, 25?
If you're young, yeah, in theory. Like, right? If you do it right away and get a job right away.
Yeah. I like how you, like, made it real. Like, you're not going to get a job right away in education.
Oh, yeah.
What are you, stupid? unless you're working in, like...
The boonies.
Thank you. I was trying to think of a specific place. I wanted Dingleberry. That's not a place. Dinberry? Dingle? I don't know.
Didsbury?
Thank you.
Didsbury.
Unless you get a job at Didsbury. That's.
I knew a kid from there. I played on Team Canada with him.
Oh, really? Yeah. You played on Team Canada?
Yeah, we went over to Europe.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't a good goalie. I just played on Team Canada.
It wasn't the real Team Canada. Yeah.
Don't bring him down. It was a team from Canada.
It was a team from Canada. That went to an international
tournament. Thomas, keeping it real.
I've never been anywhere that cool. I'm from Canada.
You went to Winnipeg.
I did go to Winnipeg. Going to Winnipeg. Yeah, that's a good random thought. A lot of teachers probably hungover.
Yeah.
Hung titties,
and then,
especially
my elementary was a short day Thursday.
Yeah.
So Wednesday was probably their going out night, right?
100%.
And then they make it through half the
and
day.
And then mail it in the next day.
That explains a lot of things.
It totally
100%,
does.
100%.
Totally does.
Fucking when they'd wheel in the TV and they turn the lights down. Yeah. 100%. All
right, kids, Bill Nye Day.
Yeah, you're watching Bill Nye today.
Yeah.
You're hungover, teacher.
Yeah.
100%.
And shut the hell up, and I'm going to sit back here with my sunglasses and coffee.
Exactly.
Fuck. You know when somebody says something like the glass just breaks in your mind?
It clicks.
Yeah, it just clicks.
Boom.
Right there, man.
The best is when you were in high school and you'd like go to the bar and you'd see one of your student teachers there or whatever. And they're like, oh, you can't say I was here. You guys, Cafaro, remember Cafaro? Was she still around?
No.
No. She was the daughter of the vice principal when I went. Anyways, she was seen at a show.
Nice.
She got real drunk.
Nice.
She got called out the next day at school. Anyways, moving on. Random thoughts. You got any random thoughts, Josh?
No, I don't really think very much, so.
Don't say that. You're more than a pretty face. Yes, I am hitting on you. Hey, it's time to pay the bills. Pretty faces have pretty beards, and if you have a pretty beard, go to conceptbeard.com. Use awesome at checkout to save how much, somebody?
10%.
Thanks, Ivan. I was hoping one of them, but...
I heard it was 10%.
Holy shit! It's known around the world. Go to conceptbeard.com. Use awesome at checkout to save 10%. Concept Beard Co. Put it in your beard. Shout out to Mike. I'm making the best beard oils in town.
And I can testify to that.
And you guys will too, because I'll send you home. Well, you have to fight for
that
one.
That thing smells unbelievable.
Mike, if you're so listening, good. I need like a couple more of those bad boys.
And we'll make sure you get some. Gentlemen here.
You got some bearded men. Bearded gentlemen? Bearded bad?
No, don't go there.
Hey,
no.
We're going to talk news that you can't really use. Hundreds lose their driving licenses during Oktoberfest in e-scooter mayhem.
Yeah. Where?
We're going to get into it. So e-scooters are a fucking thing. You guys are laughing like you've gotten drunk and driven e-scooters.
I have not, but that's just a great headline.
That's amazing. Right?
Okay, here's your next fucking real estate promo. You're in a trench coat. You got a fucking typewriter. You're on an e-scooter. The wind is catching you. And it's like for all your needs. Don't even say what. Done. That's your new.
Just needs. Yeah.
ThomasHarrington.ca.
That makes me
seem... Am I ruining your last name? Harrington?
That's correct.
Okay.
But that is way more hipster than I actually am.
Fair enough. I feel that. Anyways, back to Germany. German police have revealed that a total of 414 people were caught driving an e-scooter under the influence while at this year's Oktoberfest in Munich, resulting in 254 actually losing their license due to drunk driving.
Fucking idiots. You deserve it.
Could you imagine being at Oktoberfest? You're like, yes, let's get drunk. Is that drunk?
It's a snitchels.
Man, I really could go for Snitchel. We're so drunk on the things. It's so far away. If only we flew. We're so fit.
What are you fucking...
We should get
Adam Sandler's?
Adam Sandler doing a Russian accent.
And that's gold, because Adam Sandler's gold. I don't even care if people think his other movies have been bad. Adam Sandler's like a treasure.
Yeah.
You like all of his movies, Jack and Jill?
Not all of them. Mm. I said I like him.
Okay, fair enough.
Generally speaking.
He's got like a thriller coming out where he's like
a jewel. He has a serious movie now.
It looks dope. It looks really cool.
I haven't watched the trailer, but I know it's...
What?
What the hell's it called? Oh, yeah.
He's always going to be Happy Gilmore to me.
You know, you say that until you see him in this. He's like an angry
jeweler. Tried to do... What's the one with the...
Click.
Hey, did you do Click? And I was
you're
like...
You're telling me you didn't watch Click and cry?
You know.
I call bullshit. Everyone watches Click. And
I was like, wasn't sad.
Happy Gilmore is trying to do this drama here. And
Click made me question my mortality, so I hate that movie. So.
Really? Were you like on drugs or just like it hit you?
I was just a little kid relatively young whenever
six
it came
years
out.
Old I'm gonna die
yeah you're like
he like takes the remote and just puts it across the room. Not gonna fuck with that anymore. What's the movie with Adam or Andy Samberg? That's my boy.
That's a great movie.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and then he made a bunch of duds. He did that one with Jennifer Aniston just recently for Netflix. I wanted to watch it.
Is it the do-over? Is that it?
It's not the do-over. It's not the do-over. He did one with Jennifer Aniston where they went to Africa and fell in love with their blended families. I think it was called Blended. Maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was.
Anyways, could you imagine like going and picking up your Tinder date and being like, hey, can you drive? Because I lost my license.
E-scootering.
Drunk driving e-scooter. Have you guys... Yeah, fucking e-scooters. E-scooters, are they cool or are they not cool?
See, there was like 250 like head injuries or something in Calgary like the first weekend they came out or something.
Because you're in the States, they come with helmets.
They motor, man. You don't realize how fast those things go.
They go like 40 kilometers an hour or some shit. Yeah.
But you're not in Edmonton. You're not allowed to drive them in the bike lanes. But you're also not. Are you? No, I don't think you are, man.
You're supposed to ride them in the bike lanes.
They've changed the rules. Like
not on the road.
It's supposed to be. It's same rules of a road as a bike. So you're not supposed to be on the sidewalk.
Oh,
and then everybody can use bike lanes.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
I think they're cool when stupid people try to ride them and they can't go.
They are actually. I mean, I use them once in a while because I live fairly central, and it's quite practical. I mean,
so are you a bird guy or a lime guy?
I'm whatever's closest to me, but
fair enough. You're a man of opportunity.
I'm also kind of a hypocrite because I use them, but then when I'm driving around the neighborhood, I'm like,
get the fuck off the fucking
scooters and like
fucking eyesores.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, somebody mentioned cocaine. You did.
Cocaine.
Did you mention cocaine? Was there cocaine at one point?
I did. Yeah.
Cocaine.
That side.
Addiction. You've also been to Montreal. This story is just coming all the way around.
Here what is Montreal and cocaine?
Addiction to Fortnite. Montreal.
Oh, this fucking chick.
Addiction to Fortnite. Montreal law firm says video game company should have to pay up.
Fuck her.
A Montreal law firm called, I'm going to butcher it because that's what I do, Calex Legal. C-A-L-E-X. Calex? Is the X quiet? Is it Kelly?
I don't see how it's spelled.
C-A-L-E-X.
Calais.
Yeah. Legal.
Yeah.
And like the E has like the thing, like the Pokemon.
Yeah. It's like Legal.
Yeah.
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 Okay. So whatever.
You were close.
Thanks, man. If French, I wish I hadn't dropped it. Like, I harp on French because you're an idiot, but I wish I had learned French. Like, I just, I don't know. I think it's
It'll
cool
be nice
now.
To be bilingual.
Are you bilingual?
No.
You have to be.
I mean, maybe like 75%.
I mean, you went to Montreal.
I can like understand what they're saying to me, but to like say it back to them, they just laugh in
my
face.
That's a whole other thing, yeah.
And I hit grade 8 and I was like, nope, not doing that anymore. Yeah. I'm going to go get my credits and shop.
They're assholes still about it if you don't speak proper French, some of them.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I will say I was watching the dude from the Quebecois tonight. He sounded so cool. He sounded like I was.
We were talking about that on the way over. Really?
He has a good podcasting voice.
He does. I would listen to that dude talk because he pauses.
Oh yeah.
He's like
because
we have a word that
thinking for the word.
I turned to my mom. I'm like I'm voting for this guy because he speaks good. But at the same time, there's nobody in Alberta that you could vote for. That's far,
no.
Right?
So. But yeah, no.
Nor do I agree with seceding from Canada or whatever. But all that.
I could just and then there was like the white supremacist dude, the People's Party.
Oh yeah.
And that dude just sounded nuts. Like what the fuck are you
doing?
So
did that hippie chick.
Well, she made sense.
No, she didn't. She wants to save the world. She's like, we're gonna save the world's ending. The world's gonna end next year.
I thought we were talking about politics.
No, that's
why'd you bring
start
it up?
You start talking
bring
about
up
it.
Shit.
You start talking with the
Josh,
French guy, you motherfucker.
I started.
Fuck off, Thomas. Want to weigh in?
Team out. I do.
Beard's looking nice.
I mean, I think we can all agree.
I might buy a house.
Yeah.
I'm not buying a house. I have
a
house.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You said that already. I have always.
It's stressful.
I mean, sometimes Elizabeth May sounds a bit like a loon, I will say.
She has some moments.
Like the national bird of Canada?
That's like a pigeon.
Exactly.
Anyways, a Montreal law firm has requested, this is another thing, I didn't realize you had to request authorization to launch a lawsuit. I thought you just launched lawsuits.
No, it's a thing.
You got to get...
It's a thing.
From who authorizes you?
I don't know. Well, the government?
Yeah, like maybe which court you're
is it
going to
be a class action or something?
Yeah,
that may be why.
So they're going out. They're also for a class action. You have to have more than one person, right?
So there's two minors in this case.
Okay,
two
so
children.
There's two children, and on top of that, they're going after a fucking company probably out of the States.
They're going after Epic. They're actually going after the Canadian
side of it.
Yeah, constituent.
So yeah, there's a lot of fucking red tape they'd have to go through.
Anyways,
I think that's grasping at straws pretty heavily.
Yeah, it gets really graspy here in a second. So they're going after Epic because Fortnite. Is addicting as per cocaine to young people, whereas it makes them dependent on the game.
For what?
Epic has actually hired psychologists to make the game super addicting to children, is what they're claiming. And they're hearkening it back to a case out of Quebec in 2015 that the court ruling that tobacco companies don't warn customers of the dangers of smoking, thus video games should
hold
warn...
Hold the fuck up for a second.
Video games should
hold
warn
the fuck on.
Families.
Hold the fuck on. How old are these kids? What, 8, 10, 12?
10 and 15,
Their
sir.
Parents are to blame. They're fucking idiots.
Yo, I
turn
agree.
The fucking TV off.
You're being
take
harsh.
Their fucking controllers away.
I'm just
simple.
Saying, if this
they're not
goes
addicted
through,
anymore,
though,
let them withdraw. Go play outside.
Maybe I can get some of the money I
go
spent on the Fortnite
outside.
Skins back. Maybe I can get in on this. I'm so addicted to the Fortnites. I just gotta build and buy monies and stuff. You guys play Fortnite?
Me neither. I used to.
You do? You fuck with it? You still? You got some cool skins?
No. I retired about a year ago. It was
that's not that
good.
Long ago.
It's
don't
good.
Act like you're cool.
I feel good.
I stopped playing last year. No, you ever? You didn't. You were. Montreal. Hey, you want to trade Epic names after? Well,
I don't play anymore.
I retired. Yeah. I hung up my builders. Hung up my skins. Yeah, so what do you guys think about career. This? Do you think this is going to actually catch and maybe they'll get some money or Epic will just pay them to shut up?
I
would
think
settlement maybe
a settlement. Yeah.
They'll keep it quiet. I got enough money to keep it quiet.
They should go after fucking Facebook and all these social
exactly,
media
companies. 100%, because those
everyone,
are worse. Theirs is sober October. Stay the fuck off social media for a month. That's hard as balls.
I can't, or else our podcast won't be number one anymore.
Yes.
Yeah. So be it. Our mental health is worth it, sir.
Yeah.
Buzzword.
This is
you're
my mental health.
Chasing those likes, but Ivan.
They
you're chasing
do.
Those likes.
Oh, and beyond that now.
All
it's
all
like,
the,
fuck, I have to make something.
Yeah.
Algorithms. But yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, they'll probably. I think Epic will probably be like, here, just have
exactly.
a free season pass.
Well, because they do
for life.
They do engineer all that stuff to be as addicting as possible.
Well, 100%.
And but yeah, like Josh said, go after Instagram or Facebook and stuff too.
Well,
right?
Facebook never, is like point blank said, we've made this to people that have left Facebook and Instagram have been we made this so that you are fucking hooked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't want to toot my own horn, but I've been on Instagram for a minute, and back in the day, you had to actually press the heart. You didn't even double tap.
Ooh.
I'm OG.
Really? Okay.
I'm OG. You didn't know that?
Fuck, we were on Instagram. Like, it was only out for like a couple months and we were on it. Just by fluke.
I do.
And this isn't some low-key humble brag. This is a cry for help. Seriously.
We did some dumb things too.
Anyways.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's I only did two news stories today. We usually do three. Hmm. I didn't do a third. But somebody shot themselves in the face trying to shoot something. I didn't write it down. We're going to move on.
Oh.
You guys listen to music? You fuck with music?
Oh, yeah.
Because now we're going to talk about music news.
Let's do it. Sweet.
Break out your pumpkin spice lattes, boys, and your vests, because the new City in Color has hit just in time. Pill for Loneliness dropped this week. Mm. Not that bad. It's a pretty okay album.
Is it like the single that's out on radio?
Yeah,
right now?
It's not a bad album.
Yeah.
Dallas Green is heavily underrated, I think.
He's good.
I really like him. Yeah. I haven't listened in a long time.
He's playing at Rogers coming soon.
Oh, maybe really?
So
that's
are you just
the first
actively
time.
Avoiding Rogers, or
no, just I don't know, man.
Someone who played hockey, you don't go.
You know
to
what, man?
Games?
That was the thing. Is like I played hockey, love playing it, watching it.
I'd
rather fucking watch paint dry.
Fair enough.
Doesn't
fair
do
enough.
It for me. Yeah.
So if you're watching a sport, do you have a sport to watch, or are you just out doing it?
You know
living
what?
F1. In the moment.
F1.
Really?
Yeah. Because I can't fucking do no. NASCAR is a circle. At least F1 there's like a track and there's
F1
like,
is like legit strategy. Top dog fucking racing.
Oh yeah.
I wasn't
people die, bro. People die.
Yeah, well,
people died.
Like somebody just died. So. Just snapped my fingers.
Two people just died, apparently, because you snapped and I snapped.
Whatever.
We're killing people.
I had the power.
How do you feel about killing people now?
So, yeah, new Dallas Green's out. It's pretty okay. If you like Dallas Green, it's pretty chill. Let's put it on and, like, unload the dishwasher tunes, or if you're cleaning, put it on the background.
If you're into Dallas Green.
Wait.
If you're into this.
Yeah, Dallas Green, yeah.
Yeah, we saw Cancer Bats. Wade from Alexis on Fire was playing with him. Did we even talk about that?
No, we didn't, because that was last weekend.
Yeah, it was great.
It was fucking amazing.
Yeah, Rats was fun. Yeah, we talked about it a bit.
Isn't there some tie between those guys and Alexis on Fire?
They're all from Ontario.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Gotcha. Dallas Green is an Alexis on Fire.
Yes, that I knew.
Yeah.
That dropped this week. It's pretty okay. Dragon Force dropped a new album.
Oh,
and Homie's not playing
from the past.
It's a fucking banger. Yeah, like, it is Dragon Force. It's got like an 80s vibe to it, Ivan.
They
I think you would dig
down
it.
At all.
No.
Wow.
Dragon Force rolls through. I'm going.
Do they tour North America?
Last time I saw them, they played Reds, and it was a fucking amazing show. That's
holy
how long ago
shit.
It was. Reds.
Reds.
But yeah, no,
that's
it was
a venue and a half.
Oh, yeah.
It was fucking awesome. Sturgill Simpson. Do you guys fuck with country music?
That sounds
Sturgill
familiar.
Simpson.
A little bit.
He's like a psychedelic country guy.
Okay.
Anyways, I watched a movie called The Dead Don't Die over the weekend. It's a zombie movie with Bill Murray, Adam Driver, Iggy Pop. Very
is
slow
it old?
Burn. No, it's brand new.
Oh.
Like, just dropped.
And what's it called?
The Dead Don't Die.
Iggy Pop is still alive.
Yeah.
And he plays a zombie.
And he's an actor?
Yeah. That is the perfect role for him.
Yo, this movie
he's
is like
a real life zombie.
If you like dry humor, this movie's for you. It's
is it
a
on
super slow burn
Flix?
VOD. It's on I have video on demand. I still have cable.
Okay.
I don't stream box.
I
pay the man.
I do have cable, yes. But
yeah. But yeah, if you have Shaw, that's who I fuck with. It's on there. You can pay the $4.99 or you can find it online somewhere. Ooh. Go to the lobby on White
Avenue.
Go see Kevin in the lobby. I know he stocks it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's good. Anyway, Sturgill Simpson.
Is that a bar?
Lobby
it's a DVD. DVD store.
A horror movie store. Yeah. Go check it out. It's
interesting.
You know where the Pizza Hut is? That's it's right there.
I'll Google the address so you get the proper address.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, no,
tucked
if you
in
like
that building somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's at cool. So there's a daycare and then you go downstairs and there's like a horror movie place.
Huh.
who had the jam space down there? Sandy.
Tense Epic, they're doing pretty good right now.
Royal Tusk.
Yes, thank you.
Anyone ever make the wrong turn going into the daycare and
probably
have a scarred child?
You can't miss it though. Like it's like you know.
But anyways,
it's 10815 82nd Avenue in the basement.
Shout out to Kevin at the
lobby. Right next door to the Royal Bank.
Nice. Yep. Anyways, Sturgill Simpson did the song for that in that movie, but he also released a new album called Sound and Fury, but he has a Netflix anime to accompany it.
Oh, yeah,
it's like a 41-minute long music video for the entire album where it's just like the dude loves anime and it's good anime.
Okay.
Dinner
shout out to
Brooks,
told
yeah.
us that.
Yeah.
For country music.
For country.
But
anime for country music.
Yeah, but it's like psychedelic country music.
This is interesting.
So I guess at the CMA, I went and read the...
It makes sense, though, if you think about it.
He hates the country music establishment. Okay. So like he was invited to play the CMTs, and he went out and bussed in front of it, like busked.
Busked.
So he
Yeah,
so this guy fucking hates the man. So he made like an anime...
Huh.
Yeah. Who's that fucking dude Corbo likes? John Prine? He has a song with John Prine, I think his name is. Old country guy. Anyways, yeah, go check it out. Sturgill Simpson. Ivan, hit it.
Paul McCartney.
Dead.
No, not yet. We're not there
yet. I'm like, holy shit.
We're not there yet. Breaking. Yeah. Breaking on the awesome.
What do you
hour.
Know?
Wow.
Ringo is the last
you made
Beatle.
Me make a red line.
Ringo, the only Beatle left.
Paul McCartney's fucking psychedelic tour bus. is going on sale. You can buy it.
You get a contact eye from that, right?
From the bus?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to look
at it, probably.
Yeah, in a Tyvek suit. It's been parked for a while.
Any word on the list price on that?
Yeah, how much they want?
Yeah, so it's a double decker.
Okay.
Okay. Got to be at least 500 grand.
It's been sitting in a fucking, like, in a park in this dude's backyard, just collecting dust, basically, and grass growing around it.
Mm-hmm.
They're estimating it's going to go October 8th, so tomorrow, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Tomorrow, yep.
When this podcast is released.
Yeah. So 15,000 to 25,000 pounds.
Way over.
So is it just some dude who owns it sort of thing, or is it a storage yard?
Yeah, so what happened was Paul McCartney parked it there,
and
it just stayed there.
You don't say.
Paul McCartney parked it there? Is it old and decrepit, or?
It looks like it's in decent shape. They had some pictures of it. Yeah, it's not like 100% like it was.
What year is it from? 70s, 80s, 60s?
It's 50s. Used 50 years ago.
I feel like Thomas wants to buy
it. He's asking a lot of questions.
50 years ago.
Okay, so how do I get it across the ocean?
Are you a Beatles fan? Put it in a sea can, like anything.
Dude, that thing's only going up in value.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It'd be no problem to get over here because it's over 15 years old.
Yep.
So it'd be okay.
Are you a Beatles fan?
I enjoy the Beatles. I just think this is
a
cool
monetary gain.
Nice. Like
I'm also just picturing Paul McCartney driving up and be like, all right, I'm going to park this here, and then forgetting about it.
Right? Lennon walks out. They all walk out. Yeah. Who's the other one that died? George Harrison.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of real estate, because you guys are real estate homies, Aaron Carter is now a Canadian. He just bought a home in Halifax.
Oh,
Halifax.
Yeah, Harry Carter, the younger brother of Nick Carter.
See, I think
a rapper has a face tattoo of Rihanna. He's a whole
thing. Aaron Carter does?
Aaron Carter.
Well, it's a bad tattoo.
You guys were talking about him last week, right?
About the face tattoo.
Yeah.
Turns out he just bought a house in Canada.
Oh, good for him. Yep. Weren't they always Canadian?
No, that's the Moffitts. You're thinking the Moffitts. You'd also be a child when that happened.
Well,
what is going on with this conversation?
Not to call anyone old or anything, but we were more the Aaron Carter, and you guys were more the Nick Carter age, if that
100%,
makes sense.
100%. Yeah. So you get it. You get Aaron Carter.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, hates his family. Yeah. Moved to Canada.
Doesn't he have
gonna
drug
be a rapper,
or
yeah,
mental
he's a
health
he's fucked
problems
up.
Or
he's
all
fucked
of
up.
The above?
I feel like Hollywood has mental health problems.
True.
But
very true.
Yeah.
That is
a good point.
He's a Halifaxian now. Bought a house in Cape
Halifaxian?
Britain. I think that's what they're called.
It is beautiful over there, so good for him.
We get it. You've traveled.
Wait, isn't it?
You just said he's in Cape Breton.
Yeah, Cape Breton is
a Cape Bretoner.
Isn't that Newfoundland? Isn't it its own thing?
Cape it's over there.
I don't know.
Dude, I went off an Instagram post. I don't know.
Okay. Anyways.
He said Halifax, but then I think it was in Cape Breton. I don't know.
Could have did the homework a little bit. Figured out where it was.
Dude, I found out they dropped their first podcast April 12th. Cut me some fucking slack.
Researching us.
Travel outside of Winnipeg. A little bit
farther. April 12th. We need to remember that.
I only know that because it's your poster.
Oh, it's dated. Yeah.
But still. Stamped. What else happened? Oh, Nickelback.
Okay.
Unlikely hero in this story had a Trump tweet taken down.
Fuck Nickelback. I give a fuck about those cunts. What?
They said something.
Okay.
Is that what it was? I didn't even read it because it was
Trump's.
Fucking...
No, put your seatbelt on.
Okay.
Okay, so Trump, notorious tweeter.
Yeah.
Also not a fan of Joe Biden, released a 20-second Twitter video of Joe Biden saying he had nothing to do with his son's involvement with the Ukraine. And then that video cut to Nickelback holding a picture
this
of
photograph.
Joe Biden with the Ukrainian prime minister and his son. And Nickelback was like, no, you can't do that. No, I'm not okay with that. So they had their company take the tweet down for copyright infringement. Oh. So in some weird parallel universe, Nickelback's a hero.
No, I don't care.
Okay.
That's
look at
hilarious.
This photograph. That's the fucking world we live in.
Yeah.
That's the world we live in.
It's a meme, bro.
Oh, yeah.
It's a meme.
The world we live in.
They're probably seeking royalties for
or
those
something.
Meme,
right?
Meme usage.
Oh, yeah.
So, anyways, streaming actually spiked of the picture song. Look at this photograph. Is that the name
of
the song?
I think it's called Photograph.
Yeah.
Why do you know that?
Like this is the name of the song, Photograph.
Yeah, I mean, everyone knows that.
Look at this photograph.
I mean, I don't dislike Nickelback, I tell you that.
Only reason I'm aiming at you is because you're right there.
Yeah.
And Josh has really, I just get lost in his eyes. Is that weird? Is that a weird thing to say?
No.
You got a story to say? Go.
Yeah. You remember Peter Doherty from the Libertines?
Yep.
From where? Sorry?
Is his
the Libertines.
Sister Shannon Doherty?
No.
Are they related?
Libertines are from UK.
You never know. They have the same last name.
No. Just because I have the same last name. My uncle was Jean Chrétien. It wasn't Jean Chrétien.
Moving on, Ivan.
Peter Doherty. Well, you're the one who brought it up about Doherty, you fuck. Has been giving a 6-month driving ban and $9,200 or pound fine. Motherfucker was driving past a speed trap, the same speed trap, four fucking times in a V-dub transport van. What?
Yeah. So he was driving.
And he got just hit four times.
Four, and the same one. He was always 40 to 30 miles over the fucking speed limit.
Four times.
But separate occasions? Or
yeah. Four separate occasions.
Amazing. But not just driving in.
No, he was just like fucking going, and then he'd go do something, then come back or whatever, and then do it again. And his excuse was that the dashboard lights didn't work on his cluster.
It makes sense. Those VW vans are pretty fucking temperamental.
So yeah, he lost.
See the new electric one they came out, they got for the New York Marathon?
There's an electric VW van?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like in like a 2020. Like a
nose one or
no, it's not like I'll totally like flat. It has that flavor though.
Okay. It looks like that flavor. It looks like the microbuses.
Yeah, it has that flavor.
Interesting.
Pretty cool. You just gotta find it. If you get pulled over by doing that, man, your cluster's not working. How fast are you going? I have no idea.
What seems to be the officer problem?
And then what happens then is they're like, okay, well, your car's not safe to be on the road. We're impounding it. That's exactly what happens.
Happens.
Whoa, sounds. Sorry. Sorry, guys. I didn't mean to burst the bubble.
It's fine.
Okay.
So Mr. Seven of Slipknot, a.k.a. Mick Thompson, was accused of taking a creepy photo.
Could you describe him by his mask he wore most frequently?
He's the guy with the biggest, longest black hair, and it's fucking, it looks like almost like a Jason mask. It's all fucking silver. And
is he a new member?
No. He's the biggest. Yeah, he's the biggest guitar player in there. Okay, he's like a fucking big dude. All right. But then it turns out it's just his wife.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's taking lewd photos of his wife?
No, he looks like he looks like a psychopath.
So he was just like taking photos of his
wife? How did it come out, I guess?
Someone was like, oh, what the fuck? Because Stacy...
He had it on his phone or something?
She's always touring with them. Mm. And
he was like taking a picture of her and she was posing?
Yeah, no, they always take weird pictures together because it's Slipknot, right? Fair and then when he's playing, he'll come and like kiss her with his mask on. It's really weird, but...
Nice.
Yeah, so they fucking thought it was really weird, but...
Think he's gotten flowers? Maybe she's bought him flowers?
Maybe.
Slipknot guy's flowers.
Hey, if you've gotten flowers, let me know if you're a dude and gotten flowers. I feel like dudes don't get flowers. We should start a bonsai tree business, though.
That's a real thing. I like that.
Is it out there?
Bonsai tree.
I don't know. I'm just saying, man. That's a thing we should do, man, for sure.
Yeah, I'm for that. Yeah.
It's this guy.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you can go on Facebook and there's a filter and you can be that guy. They put like the mask on. You can be any of the Slipknot members.
Speaking of Nickelback and Slipknot, did you know they have like huge beef with each other?
Oh, yeah, because Chad Kroeger's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, and Chad Kroeger and the Slipknot singer don't like each
other at all. Corey Taylor will fucking ruin that guy in every way possible.
He's got like a 80s slasher movie documentary coming out. Journey to the Darkness or something. Or they're GoFunding it.
What do you think is about Stone Sour? As a project.
Hit and miss. It's hit and miss, yeah. I like some of their songs. I don't like some of their songs.
Yeah,
I like the first one that came out however many years ago, and I haven't listened.
Corey Taylor as a musician is great. As a vocalist, he's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
He's a pretty interesting guy, too. He's written like a bunch of books.
And he fucking loves his favorite character ever is Spider-Man. Yeah. He will spend like $5,000 in a nerd store on Spider-Man shit.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
He just goes in. He's like, I can't go into these places often. He's like, because I just fucking rack it up.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I actually didn't know Slipknot was still relevant until I stumbled across their Instagram like a couple months ago.
They just have a new album out.
Yeah, they're huge.
They throw tours and stuff now. Like worldwide tours.
Their shows are amazing. Yeah. I saw them when they first came out with their very first album. Talked about it before. They were here with Deftones, Cold Chamber, and I always want to call them Dragonfly, but they're not. And it was like literally here.
Soulfly?
And they're on stage. No, it wasn't Soulfly. That'd be fucking awesome. And those big fucking kegs were on hydraulics. And
Clown was like nuts. Beating them.
Yeah, and that fucking bat. That was nuts to see live. I'll never forget that.
Hey, what music do you guys fuck with? What are you listening to right now?
Everything.
What's in the CD player? The Spotify? What's your last
CD?
He still buys CDs.
I still have CDs. Yeah. I just got my CDs stolen for the first time in my life.
So angry.
It was very sad.
Do you have a big album?
I had a binder. I had a binder because that's where I'm at in my life. And
there's something to actually owning it, you know?
It was nice to flip through. Anyways, what are you listening to? What are you fucking with right now?
What do I got right
now? Quick, on the spot.
Oh, God. I do like the new Blink album. It's good.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Me too. People shit on it. I don't care. It's Blink.
It sounds like Blink, but it's fucking Blink older too. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're getting what you get.
Slipknot, a little bit of Slipknot.
Fair enough.
Post Malone, just to do myself.
Posty. Posty's the shit, man. Yeah. That new album's awesome.
Yeah, you just put something out.
Yeah.
Hollywood's Dying.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago. Really good.
Yeah.
It's got Ozzy Osbourne in it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Josh, what are you fucking with? Ozzy Osbourne.
Who's that?
He's a new star. Posty's putting him on the map.
There's actually some new MGK stuff out that's actually pretty deep.
Aaron Carter actually just called Machine Gun Kelly out, saying that he could out-rap battle him.
Probably. Machine Gun Kelly's not a very good rapper.
Yeah.
He's not.
He's kind of like experimenting with some other stuff now, which is interesting.
When he went against like the whole M thing.
M and M thing.
Like, yeah. M was old and he can't rap like he used to. Like, he doesn't have that conviction and...
He's got money now.
That's the thing,
his
right?
His palms aren't sweaty.
No, 100%.
Yeah. Mom's not making spaghetti.
That's exactly it. Where MGK is just kind of like... He's like your Edmonton
Bobby
rapper.
Flay in the back making him spaghetti now. So.
Exactly, dude. Who said that? Was that you?
Yeah.
Oh, I looked at Josh. I was like, exactly. That was awesome. Moving on. Joker, we're going to get into geek news real quick to end the show. You guys aware of Joker? Joker came out?
Yeah, I have not seen. Heard it's good.
I want to see it. Like, I like Taxi Driver,
so many
King
reviews.
Of Comedy. Yeah,
there's a bunch of controversy about it, eh?
Yeah.
They were ultra violent.
Yeah.
They were scared it was... Do you know what an incel is? Somebody that...
Right, I heard something about that, yes.
I did read something about this, and I was like, this is a stretch.
They were afraid that Joker was going to radicalize a bunch of people that can't talk to girls, basically. So there was a whole bunch of, like... Don't go see this movie if you have mental problems or issues and stuff like that.
We'll play violent video games, though.
Like, a theater cleared out because some guy laughed too hard at a joke or a death or something. Like, the whole theater was like, I'm probably just going to leave now because this guy's crazy.
Are you serious?
But it made in the States. $247 million worldwide this weekend. It's the number one opening in October ever. It just beat Venom.
Yeah. Hmm.
So, yeah, I want to see it. Like, I like... It's hearkened to, like, Taxi Driver, King of Comedy, so, like, early Scorsese. So it's not really like a comic book movie. So
it's a pretty different direction.
Yeah.
And
it's weird for Todd Phillips who did the Hangovers.
Who's Taxi Driver? Who is in that movie?
Robert De Niro.
Okay. De Niro.
I've never seen that one, but
go and watch it in today's political climate.
So is it supposed to be the same thing, more or less? But kinda, he's not Joker.
Yeah. Obviously. No, my wife's calling. I'll get back to her. She'll be fine. Or she'll call again, and then I'll have to leave the room.
We're almost done anyway. So.
Anyways, Joker made a bunch of money this weekend. Rick and Morty season 4 has been announced. Nice. We're getting 5 episodes November 10th.
Is that a real date? I literally Googled this last night because I wanted to know and didn't get an answer. So
nope, we got a trailer last night. Mr. Poopy Butthole's back, if everyone cares.
Nice.
He lived. He's alive. Something's going to happen. November 10th, we get 5 episodes this year, so that makes me think we'll get another 5 next year,
which is fucking stupid.
Like, so, yeah,
I hate that. I just need all of it.
Give it to me. Staying
on adult cartoons, you're a South Park fan, correct?
Yes.
Have you been following this season?
Yes.
You
No.
So you haven't seen episode 2, Banned in China? That got South Park banned in China?
No.
Okay,
no.
So apparently they make fun of the fact that Hollywood is now tailing their movies to get through Chinese censorship.
Oh,
so really? They make fun of that. So a bunch of Kylo
this
Ren.
This is the season that's like on TV.
On right now. Yeah.
Okay, no, yeah. I'm one behind because I watch it when it comes out on Crave or whatever.
Fair enough. So, yeah. Okay. So they're banned in China officially. So if you're in the Chinese market, you cannot watch South Park anymore because they, the Chinese leader, Supreme Leader, they said he looks like Winnie the Pooh. Didn't like that. So that's gone. And next episode will be their 300th episode that comes out Wednesday, and it makes fun of anti-vaxxers. It's called Shots.
Good job. Should be good. Stone and Trey Parker.
Still doing it, man. They're still fucking pushing the envelope. Yeah. That's all I got for Geek.
Nice. What was the premise of the band in China?
So part of the episode was Stan starts a new metal band. And then the other half of the episode is they take a bunch of Disney characters and raid China. So they have like Kylo Ren, Mickey Mouse, and they all go to China to try to destroy China.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. I like it.
Yeah.
That's
good. Well, this is the part of the podcast where we say thank you for coming on. It was a fucking...
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
This is awesome. That's
excellent.
Yeah, we'll have to do it again. Crossover again in the future, this time at your place.
There you go.
Just invited myself over because I'm that guy. Anyways, hey, plug some shit. Let us know where we can listen to you, watch you, hear you, stuff.
Okay. Well, I mean, you got Long and Hard podcast, obviously. So at Long and Hard podcast on pretty much all your social platforms,
and then Long and Hard podcast on YouTube and all your favorite podcasting platforms, or longandhardpodcast.com. now, when you write it down on the internets in a domain, it's Long and Hard podcast, or long at Long and Hard podcast, but you write out and, and then if you're searching it in your iTunes or Spotify, you use the ampersand.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, I found you guys super easy in Spotify because that's where I listen to it. Sweet. And I also found you on iTunes because I always make sure if you call yourself... Okay, here's the thing. If you call yourself a podcast, you got to be on Apple. You got to be on Apple.
You do.
Yeah. A lot of people. On Apple. Yeah. They don't do it. No. Guys, it was a fucking blast.
This is awesome.
Thank you so much.
Do you want to pimp your own socials or just the show?
Just Long and Hard. Check it out.
Yep. check us out there. And I mean, you can get whored out by us there. So
yeah. Excellent. Hey, oh, if I want to buy a t-shirt, where can I do that?
SapienAthletica.com.
Beautiful. If I want to buy a house, where can I do that?
ThomasHarrington.ca.
I mean, we could buy or a house from you, too, but I bought a t-shirt from you. I'm going to buy a house from him.
There you go.
It's a little bit of a difference in a fucking...
No,
one for one. We're done. Let's move on.
All right, boys. It was a blast. I'm Alec.
Jean-Pierre Ivan.
Thomas.
And I am Josh.
Stay awesome.
That was another episode of The Awesome Hour. You can get all our info at theawesomehour.com. Don't forget to rate and review us, follow our social media, and leave a comment below. Stay awesome.